Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is Carolina Martins, S&I Media Assistant Producer, to talk about the upcoming edition of the 4th International Conference on Stereo and Immersive Media, which aims to bring together the research fields of photography, sound and cinema. While it normally runs in Lisbon in Portugal, for obvious reasons, this year's conference will take place online on Zoom. Its first part ran on the 11th and 12th of June, and its second part runs on the 18th and the 19th of June. So if you like what you'll hear on this chat, you'll still have time enough to make some of the events. But for now, Carolina, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Hi, hello. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yes, a bit nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about. Okay. It's a pleasure. We will be talking about the International Conference on Stereo and Immersive Media. It's upcoming at the time of recording. By the time that you listeners will be listening to this chat, the first part of the conference will be done. But I am also aware of the fact that just some people may not be familiar with this event or what it's all about. So would you mind maybe introducing it for us, telling us a little bit about its mission statement, so to speak?
Oh, yes. So S&I Media, it's actually stereoscopic and immersive media. It's all about photography, sound, and cinema. And it's about their relationships with expanded and immersive environments, especially this. So it runs from technology issues to archives to museum experiences, and this is basically it for about the mission. It's what I can say.
And just so that we don't leave anybody out of the conversation, how would you define stereoscopic and immersive as terms? And do you have any specific examples so that people listening to this know what we're talking about?
Actually, we are mostly talking about 3D, but it, We start at the 19th century, more or less. Right. So we are presenting lots of talks around 3D photography, so stereoscopic photography, those cards that you usually see that have like two images in which the second one changes slightly. If you mix both of them, and edit it, you can use your 3D glasses and you will have some depth to look at it like the 3D you usually see all around us.
Yeah, they will so be the origins of yes, what has kind of been evolved to today.
To basically 3D and also virtual reality too, because the immersive part of these objects, it's also very present these days. So when you actually study a bit, because I'm not from this particular field, but I'm learning as I go, as I work with the conference, you can understand it's not so different than what we now experience as a VR environment, for instance.
And it's great that the conference acknowledges that and also includes it, integrates it in its discussions. This year will actually mark the 4th edition of the conference. And when we think about its history, the history of this particular event, what do you feel prompted its birth? And why do you feel that it's important to have these discussions about these different art forms, relationships with expanded and immersive environments?
So, first of all, it's the 4th conference, but it's my first. So, I'm not very familiar with the other editions. I've seen pictures, I've read a bit, but these discussions, they are important for us to be aware, I think, of the evolution and how some things that we find that are very innovative started a long time ago. And some of the objects, the devices, and some of the techniques are not so different nowadays. Like I said, I'm not from this particular field, but I work with some media arts and some installations. And I always find fascinating when I go back in history and I'm like, oh, but this already existed. Oh, this is not so different. This is really immersive because we have the, sometimes we have, we are tempted to look at immersive environments as only digital environments and full of computers and technology, new technology. And it's fascinating to take a few steps back and learn about this evolution. And I think stereo and immersive media, the conference SNI Media, does that. It opens a discussion around the past and the present of these technologies and devices.
Sure, absolutely. And not to mention that it is a fascinating history. You know, you're constantly finding out about different technology that came out and maybe is forgotten, you know. Recently, I discovered the Sensorama, which was a machine that is one of the earliest known examples of immersive multi-sensory technology. I think it was introduced in the early 60s, and it's really considered to be one of the earliest virtual reality systems, if we can make that comparison.
Yes, it's fascinating.
But so coming back to kind of this conference itself, I mean, do you think that there's anything in particular that makes Lisbon a perfect place, let's say, for this type of conference?
This conference will be online. It will be on Zoom. But we were hoping to have it in Lisbon because we are having an exhibition preview in this case, online. We are actually finishing it. And we would love for people to be here in Lisbon so they can see the actual exhibition, for instance, because this is, it's from the Municipal Archive of Photography. Oh. And they are presenting a new collection of a Portuguese photographer. So this is one of the things that would be great to see here in Lisbon. And also we are launching a catalog, Stereo Raisonné, from another photographer. His name is Helvas, Carlos Helvas. And we were going to have it as well in his studio house, but it's not possible at this point. However, we invite everyone to come someday and to actually enjoy the city and its light and be able to watch these collections live.
This year will feature the biggest program in the SNI Media Conference's history. Is that right?
It probably is, because this year we have four keynote speakers. We will be listening and watching Tom Gunning tomorrow, Denis Pellerin, and Carlos Teixidor from the Cultural Heritage of Spain, and Elizabeth Edwards. So these are our keynote speakers, four of them. We have also a few invited speakers, some of them from the field of performance, some from museums. So it's also very interesting to be able to connect with the professionals, not only academics, but also professionals of the several fields.
Yes.
Then we will have the exhibition I mentioned before, the exhibition preview, the Stereo Raisonné, and a 3D short film festival, a stereoscopic 3D short film festival with some chosen shorts. Then we have a session on the 15th, too, with four or five short films. And then it's closing on the 19th with the closing of the conference, too. So, yes, this makes this year's SNI Media a huge edition and a very challenging one for the production. So I hope everyone will enjoy these two weekends.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, there's keynote speakers coming from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from the keynote speakers and events and exhibitions that we talked about, would you say that there are specific topics that are particularly prominent in this year's program?
Yes, I just wanted to mention, I forgot a few events. We are also having an auction.
Oh.
Online, yes. So this will be fun as well. And we have a few...
What's the auction?
We have it here. It's a stereo views auction with a few houses, and people will buy stereo views and daguerreotypes, or at least watch these precious stereo views being sold.
Collectors, so, you know, if any collectors are listening to this, you got to get on this. Wow.
Yes, you can go on our website, stereoimmersivemedia.yuluzofna.et, and check our stereo views auction. We have a few already online, a few views that you can already choose and try to get on the day. So, and about the program you were asking about, the themes, it goes from, of course, stereoscopic photography and visual cultures, to media arts and immersion, video gaming too, virtual reality too. It covers a bit of everything related with immersion. Performance and visual media, we are having as an invited speaker Manuel Vazon. He works in this particular field. He's a photographer, and he stages his photographs as performances. So I'm very looking forward to hear his talk. These are the main topics, so photography, history, media archaeologies, visual cultures, media arts, immersion, also social history of early immersive media.
If people want to attend and if they want to also find out more information, what is the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can go on our website and they can get their tickets on Eventbrite. So if you go on Eventbrite and search for SNI Media or Stereo Immersive Media, it should come up right away. Right. And you can buy your ticket as an attendee. And you will have full access to the conference, talks, festival, everything, even the auction.
I just wanted to kind of end our conversation by talking about actually the decision of having the conference online. Do you feel that it has been challenging to do that transition? Have you found any of that process helpful in any way? For example, has it contributed to the fact that, as we said, this is probably the biggest program that has ever been presented by the conference?
Of course, it wasn't our first choice. We talked about having it in a mixed, doing a mixed thing with some events live and some others online, and we ended up with this fully virtual format because of the traveling and everything, as you know.
Yes.
But the challenges here were these parallel events, I think, because I've worked last year with another virtual conference. The part of the delegates, and the talks, it's not that hard. But to have also an exhibition and a festival, a film festival, it's very challenging because you have to be sure that every little thing is connected. And at first it seems that it's easier because, it's everything's all online, so you just have to work on your computer, but it's not that easy. In our first program, for this conference, we were going to have two or three exhibitions, I think. And sometimes I think that these two or three were going to be easy to put together than this festival and exhibition online.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I think it's 1 year has passed, right? So some good things about this is that some people that weren't going to be able to come because of traveling costs or other issues are going to be able to participate in the conference. So this is a positive take on it. But yeah, as a production challenge it's hard sometimes.
I understand. Yeah, absolutely. So Carolina, it has been great speaking with you. Thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you for your invitation. We were very, very glad to to know that someone out there knows about our conference and it's interested in talking about this and to make it known to other people. So thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.